Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. Today we will examine one more verse, that is Quran chapter 13 and verse 37, as we will discover the mystery of the language of the Quran. Before we read Quran chapter 13 and verse 37, I would like to read to you the bold statement which I wrote in my translation. And the bold statement goes as follows. The Quran is sent down in the Arabic language. Then we ask a question. If so, why are there so many foreign words in the Quran? Here is what Allah stated in verse 37. And likewise, we have sent it down a judgment in the Arabic. And if you follow their desire after what came to you from knowledge, you will not have any friend or protector from Allah. Once again, what Allah is saying here, that the Quran was sent to Muhammad as a judgment in the Arabic language. Then Allah threatened Muhammad, that is, if he will follow the desires, the wishes of the infidels of Quraysh, that is, by not worshiping Allah alone, Muhammad will not have any friend or any protector from Allah, which means Allah is going to punish Muhammad as much as Allah will punish the infidels of Quraysh. Now, the question we ask in our bold statement is that, if the Quran was written in the Arabic language, as Allah stated throughout the Quran in many words to tell us that not only the Quran is given to Muhammad in the Arabic language, but it is a clear book, easy to understand. And this is repeated throughout the pages of the Quran many times. Let me share with you some of these statements. You see, in Quran chapter 12 and verse 2, we read, surely we have sent it down an Arabic Quran, perhaps you might understand. And I do not know why Allah used the word perhaps here if Muhammad is an Arab man and the Muslim in the early days of Islam were all Arabs. So he should have said, so you can understand. But that is without using the word perhaps. If Allah speaks in Arabic to the Arab people, for sure they will understand what he is trying to communicate with them, whatever message he has for them in the pages of the Quran. Another passage is Quran chapter 16 and verse 103. For there we read, and indeed we know that they say, surely only a human teaches him, but the tongue of him at whom they hint is foreign, while this language is clear Arabic. This is a very problematic verse in the Quran. Why? Because the infidels of Quraysh are telling us in that verse that someone was helping Muhammad to write his Quran. But Allah said, no, that's not true, for that someone you're talking about, he's a foreigner. He does not speak Arabic. And the Quran is clear Arabic. And as I said earlier, I repeat myself, no, there are hundreds of words in the Quran are not Arabic, which means that claim of the infidels of Quraysh that someone is helping Muhammad to make up the Quran is true. And the proof is that that someone, according to Allah's words, is a foreigner. And we have many foreign words in the Quran. Allah failed the test to tell us that that claim is not true because the Quran is not pure Arabic, as I'll be sharing with you a little bit later. Similar to that is what is written in Quran chapter 20 and verse 113, as we read, and likewise we sent it down to you, an Arabic Quran. We expounded in it some of the warnings, perhaps they may fear, or that it may be a reminder for them. Once again, Allah assured us that the Quran was given to Muhammad in the Arabic language. But that verse does not tell us that it is complete word of Allah. Why? Because Muhammad only received some of the warnings. Not all the warnings, but only some. So where are the rest of the warnings which we, people in this world, need to know? That is not a good sign that the Quran is a complete word of Allah. Well, let's move on to Quran 26, beginning from verse 193 to 195. We'll read, descended by the faithful spirit. Muslim claim that is Angel Jibreel, on your heart so that you may be among the warners. So Muhammad now is a warner. And listen to that verse here, 195, with a clear Arabic tongue, which means not only the Quran is Arabic, but it is actually clear, easy to understand. How about chapter 39 and verse 28, we read, an Arabic Quran that is without any crookedness. Perhaps they may fear. It's like straight talk. No words could mean something else. That's not true, obviously, because we know from the Quran that there are so many verses where Muslim scholars disagree about what Allah meant by what he said. If it is a straight talk, anyone who can read it can easily understand it. But that's not the case of the Quran. But the Quran was given in pure Arabic. Now in Quran chapter 41 and verse 3, we read, a book whose verses are expounded, an Arabic Quran for people who know. Well, I know very much about the Arabic language, and I know for sure that the Quran is not an Arabic book, as Allah stated, as I will be sharing with you many foreign words in the Quran. Now in verse 44 of Quran chapter 41, we also read, and if we made it a foreign Quran, they would say, were it not that its verses had been expounded, whether foreign or Arabic, say, this is to those who believed a guidance and a healing, and those who do not believe, there is heaviness in their ears, and it is on them a blindness. Those are called from a far place. When we read the interpretation of the great Muslim scholar Al-Tabari to that verse, that is Quran chapter 41 and verse 44, we see that he is aiming to some of the foreign words of the Quran. And it seemed to me from reading all that which is written as an interpretation that Muslim scholar realized that there are foreign words in the Quran. As a matter of fact, they actually mentioned two words as an example. And anyway, the answer of Allah or whoever wrote the Quran to these infidels, you know what? If you want to believe in it, it will be just beautiful Arabic, nothing wrong with it. If you want to find any excuse not to believe in it, and you're going to find these foreign words in it, well, you know what? It's just simply because there are heaviness in your ears, and you are blind, and you will be as those who are called from far away, which means you could not hear what they're saying to you, as the culture setting among the Arab. If you are talking to somebody and he makes lots of sense to you, you said, oh, you're speaking near my heart. Or if he's saying something and you're not really in agreement with him, or you have a hard time to believe what he says, then you will tell that person, you are calling me from a far away place. I cannot hear you. I cannot understand what you are talking about. Now, continuing with the sets of verses of the Quran, where Allah assures the Muslims that the Quran is Arabic, is that what we read in Quran chapter 42 and verse 7. For there we read, and likewise we revealed to you an Arabic Quran to warn the mother of the villages and those around it, and warn them of the gathering day. There is no doubt in it. A group in the garden and a group in the blaze. He meant the fire of hell. So here we go. Muhammad is speaking to the Arabs of his days and explain to them that the Quran I'm giving to you is an Arabic Quran. And it is a warning to you. Some will be blessed in the gardens and some will be punished in the fire of hell. The following chapter, that is Quran chapter 43, and in verse 3 we read, surely we have made it an Arabic Quran, perhaps you may understand. Once again, repeating the same idea that Allah is telling Muhammad and telling the Arabs that the Quran which Muhammad is receiving from Allah, it is in the Arabic language. Finally, in Quran chapter 46 and verse 12, we read, and before it was the book of Moses, a guide and a mercy, and this book confirms it in an Arabic tongue to warn those unjust, and it is good news to the doers of good. Allah is speaking here about Moses and his writings, and we all know obviously it's not in the Arabic language, but here Allah is telling Muhammad and all the Muslims, those who are the Arabs, that the Quran is to confirm the book of Moses, and it is written in the Arabic tongue. And in that Quran, we see the good news of the blessing of those who are doers of good deeds.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
Now, as you have seen in our program so far, the Quran is repeating the same message. It is written in the Arabic language. And that's not just one time, but I shared with you 11 verses. And there are others, but that is where I look for the word Arabic to be a word in these verses. And I have read so many books in my life. And I guarantee you, all of you who have read many books in your life, you never read a book in the English language. And the first sentence, or as you go through the book, you see the author of the book will write, "This is an English book. This is a clear English book. This is an easy English book for those who can read. Perhaps you can understand. Perhaps you can believe. Perhaps you can do that." We don't read that in any book written in the English language. And I guarantee you, as I have read some other books written in other languages, some obviously in the Arabic, and some were translated to the Arabic language from different original languages, none of the books I have read, not even one, will you read somewhere in the book that this is an Arabic book or this was a French book translated to the Arabic language that you may understand it. And in the French language, the original book, you see the author, like say, for example, Voltaire, the poet, he never wrote to us, "This is pure French poetry. This is an easy French poetry. It is written in French that you may understand it." We don't say that anywhere. I mean, what is the purpose for Allah to write a book in the Arabic language? And in it, he will explain to the Arab readers that this is an Arabic book. I mean, hello, if you can read Arabic and you have the book in your hand, you can figure it out. It's an Arabic book. You don't have to announce it unless you cannot read Arabic. And if you cannot read the Arabic language, what difference does it make? It will be a foreign book in your hand and you cannot read one sentence or even one word in it. So this is a little bit a problem for Allah. Why Allah is telling the Arabs that the Quran, which he sent to his prophet, the Arab prophet of Islam, is in an Arabic book or in an Arabic tongue. Now let me share with you the mystery behind the repeated words in the Quran all over these verses where Allah declared to the Muslim believers that the Quran is in Arabic language. Here is the reason. As we have read earlier in Quran chapter 16 verse 103, And indeed, we know that they say, they here are the infidels of Christ. Surely only a human teaches him. It is the problem which Muhammad has in his Quran, that the Arab around him know that some person was helping Muhammad. The Quran is not the revelation of Allah through the angel Jibreel, as Muhammad claimed, but some other human, and obviously they mention his name, is the one who helped Muhammad with his Quran. And that's where Allah gave the answer. Here is a good reason why this is not true. It is me, Allah, who gives the Quran to you, Muhammad, through angel Jibreel. No human is involved in such a thing. For here is the good defense. Allah said, but the tongue of him at whom they hint is foreign, while this language is clear Arabic. The tongue of the guy who was helping Muhammad was Greek, Syriac, or Hebrew. But the Quran is not written in that language. Therefore, there is no way that that person whom the infidels were claiming was helping Muhammad is really someone who helped Muhammad, because that person does not speak Arabic. That person is a foreigner. And the Quran is, as we said, written in Arabic clear tongue all over these verses, as we have seen in the first portion of our study. Now let me prove to you that that's not true. The Quran has many non-Arabic words, which is a great evidence, once again, that Quran chapter 16 and verse 103 is true. Some human who just happened to be a foreigner helped Muhammad to make up his Quran. Obviously, I'm not going to have enough time, and I'm not going to carry this program for another program. So I'm just going to give you a few examples, and you can get our translation of the Quran, the generous Quran. And in the back of the Quran, you see a chart between pages 371 and page 379 of these foreign words. In that chart, you will see the foreign word, the meaning of the word, the original language of that word, and the chapter and the verse. And we only did that in our translation when these foreign words show up the first time, which means when these words are repeated all over the Quran, some of them over 100 times, we do not repeat that. So the word ababil, which is a word flocks, it is actually a Persian word, which is written in Quran chapter 105 and verse 3. The word ijur, which means in English wages, it is actually a Syriac word, which is written first time in Quran chapter 2 and verse 62. The word khati'a, which is the word sin, it is actually from a Syriac origin, which is written for the first time in Quran chapter 2 and verse 286. The word al-A'raf, which is the wall between the garden and hell, it is actually undetermined words. We do not know what language it came from. And that is obviously the title of Quran chapter 7, and it is repeated in verse 46. The word al-wah, which is in English language, boards, it is actually Aramaic origin. And it was mentioned first time in Quran chapter 7 and verse 145. The word aqfal, which means in English locks, it is actually a Greek word, which is mentioned in chapter 47 and verse 24. The word aqsat, which means in English just, it is actually an Aramaic word, which is mentioned in Quran chapter 2 and verse 282. The word aspat, in English language, tribes. It is actually a Hebrew Syriac origin word, which is mentioned for the first time in Quran chapter 2 and verse 136. Now the word asfar, and that word means large books. And that is a word comes from the Aramaic origin. As we read it, first time is mentioned the Quran in Quran chapter 62 and verse 5. The word ayat, which is mentioned throughout the Quran hundreds of times, it is actually the word for signs or miracles. But whenever that word is mentioned concerning the Quran, it actually does not mean a sign or a miracle, but verses. It is actually Syriac Aramaic origin, which was mentioned in the Quran first time in Quran chapter 2 and verse 39. Now the word azwaj is the word in English wives. It comes from Greek origin. which is mentioned many times throughout the Quran, but first time it was mentioned in Quran chapter 6 and verse 143. The word behemoth, the word animals, which comes originally from Hebrew origin, as it is mentioned in Quran chapter 22 and verse 28. The word falak, which is the word split, it actually comes from Syriac origin, as it is mentioned first time in Quran chapter 6 and verse 95. The word falak, which is the word ships, it is actually a Greek word, as it is mentioned in the Quran first time in chapter 2 and verse 164. The word hasada, which is the word reap, it is actually from the original language, which is the Aramaic language, as it is mentioned in Quran chapter 12 and verse 47. The word abariq, which is the word jugs, which is originally in the Persian language, as it is mentioned in Quran chapter 59 and verse 18. And my friends, I can go on and on and on to share with you hundreds of the foreign words all over the Quran. But somehow, Muslims believe that the Quran is pure Arabic. And it is an easy book for anyone to understand. Why is that? It's very simple, because Allah in the Quran said so. And let me close with that. The Quran is a beautiful book as you hear it in the Arabic language. But believe me, my friends, when you translate the Quran from the Arabic language to any other language, then we have a problem, Houston. What is that? The Quran is just an empty book. And those who like it in the Arabic language, the reason they like it is because of the rhyme which was written in it. But if they know the Arabic language, they cannot help but to laugh at it. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.